Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, this is what Debbie Fountain at the Audio Controls recommends that I listen to on vacation. Break It by Raining Sound. It's technically not even out, comes out Monday, but hey, Debbie Fountain is cutting edge, but we knew that. So I'm wondering what current fiction you're reading and what new music you're listening to. Call in your picks, because as I get ready to head off on summer vacation for the next 2 weeks, I'm collecting ideas at 212, up, our lines are full, 212-433-WNYC when people finish up. And I have a feeling this will help others as well. You're getting a little break. You'll have some time to read and listen to music. Maybe you're underemployed and have way too much time to read and listen to music. But either way, let's turn to the Brian Lehrer Show community for book and music picks. You can post these to our webpage as well at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And what I am most interested in is things that are new. I know my own classic book favorites and my old standby music tracks. I want you to tell me what's new and interesting that I may not know. And I'll bet a lot of other listeners would like to know, too. At WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. So what current fiction are you reading? What new music are you listening to? Call in your picks or log them on to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And Fernanda in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What you got?
Listen, I have to recommend an incredible book that just came out in paperback by a really gifted young writer named Elizabeth Hartley Winthrop. It's called December. I read it earlier this summer, and I'm just blown away by it.
What makes it great?
You know, I feel like it's rare that I pick up a book by a new author that shows so much care to detail and to prose and wording, while at the same time describing a story that's very accessible and familiar.
All right. December by Elizabeth Hurley Winthrop. So the folks at Radiolab are recommending Un Día by Juana Molina. And Louise in Glendale, what are you reading?
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Louise.
I have two great books for you. One is a thriller called Die for You by Lisa Unger.
Uh-huh.
Spectacular thriller. You can't put it down.
Where is it set?
I'm sorry?
Where is it set?
Oh, it's all over. It's in Prague. It's in Moscow. It's everywhere. You'll love it.
And?
And First Family by David Baldacci.
Give me your 10-second blurb.
About kidnapping. Spectacular. And very quickly, a great CD. Rufus Wainwright sings Judy at Carnegie Hall.
All right. Marcos in Floral Park. You're on WNYC. Hi, Marcos.
Hi, how are you?
Good. As I think we're listening to one of Jody's picks, is that right? From our producer, Jody Avergan, Celestine Ukwu and his Philosopher's National.
Uh-huh. Hello?
And you have a book.
Yes, and I just finished it. It's a republication of Manuel Puig's Betrayed by Rita Hayworth. It just came out this year.
Give me your blurb.
Well, I love Kiss of the Spider-Woman. I think it's his best book. And I love Latin American writers. And I'm getting ready to read the Gino Diaz novel. I'm sort of overdue on that one. It's very interesting. It's a great summer read because it's a fusion of a love of the movies and a love for really body ribald fiction. So that's why I totally recommend it. It's great for the summer.
The Gino Diaz is great, by the way. Oscar Wao.
I just picked it up
last summer. You got to read it.
I'm planning on reading that after I've finished another book. I just finished Manuel Puig, and then now I'm diving into another one, and then Juno Diaz is the one third on the list.
Keep reading, Marcos. Thanks a lot for those tips. And our webmaster Amy Pearl recommends "Walking on the Moon" by The Dream, featuring Kanye West.
Hey, Dream, I'm too good at this. And what I do.
can't contain it. No, 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 I can't.
Anne in Westchester. What you reading?
Hi, Brian. I'm reading Olive Kitteridge. It's a collection of short stories by the, and it won the Pulitzer Prize. It's by Elizabeth Strout, Stroud. They're set in Maine, and they're very, they deal with very human issues without excessive interior monologue. They're straightforward. They're, she's plain speaking. Her language is beautiful. If you've ever read Jhumpa Lahiri, not that her style is the same, but it's the same lack of frills, but yet depth that makes it the story so moving. I've just reread Tulip about three times.
The author is Elizabeth Strout.
Strout.
Elizabeth, thanks so much. Our intern Jordan Schneider recommending Chitty Bang by Truth. I've probably moved on to my next axis. And if she calling, I don't care about what my ex axis. And Jordan writes in that he's trying to bring some indie cred to the Brian Lehrer Show. Henry in Hackensack, what kind of cred are you trying to bring?
Hi, Brian. I'm recommending a novel called The High Priest of Prickly Bog, which is by a supposedly dead author named Hiram Blunt, who transmitted the book telepathically to a typist. So at least that's what it says on the back.
Sounds great. Supposedly dead is not a term you hear very much.
I know.
What makes it great?
It's an interesting book. It's kind of, it's like George Orwell meets Douglas Adams. It's like 1984 meets The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And it's very funny in places, but it's also, it's sort of science fiction, but it has a real sort of social warnings, you know, and I think when you read it, it takes place in a fictional reality, but it's very recognizable.
Sounds like fun. Henry, thank you very much. As we listen to our producer Lisa Allison's music pick, Pacho and Lefty by Steve Earle, a Townes Van Zandt cover. And John from Brooklyn writes in, I highly recommend Jessica Anthony's novel, The Convalescent, if you want a geek love meets Hungarian tribal history type of story. This is for you. Deanna in Harlem, what you got?
Yes. I'd like to recommend the latest comic novel by the British London writer Hanif Qureshi, quite well known for his film My Beautiful Laundrette and his first novel, The Boot of Suburbia. This latest novel, which came out last fall, is titled Something to Tell You. And it's about the sort of inner mindset of a psychoanalyst in contemporary London. And through his practice and his friends and colleagues, you get a kind of cross-section of multiracial, multicultural London with a little bit of noir and stuff like that mixed in.
Sounds very good. Thank you very much, Deanna. We were listening to Panaloo by Sing With Voices, recommended by Brian Young in our web department. Oh, that is by Brian Young in our web department. I see. That's his nom de stage. And another Jody recommendation, Need to Know by the Shivers, back here as we asked Jill in Manhattan what book she's recommending. Hi, Jill.
Oh, hi. Until I Find You by John Irving. I don't laugh easily because I'm English, but I find myself laughing out loud to a lot of his chapters.
So if somebody can make Jill in Manhattan laugh, then he can make anybody laugh. Martin in Brooklyn, what you got?
Hey, Brian. Thanks a lot for the job that you and your producers do every day.
Thanks so much.
Two books for you. The Strain, surprisingly, by Guillermo del Toro, the erstwhile director. Which is a very dark book, vampire book, but thoroughly entertaining.
Now, hang on, we have to listen to our producer, Paige Cowett's recommendation, Red Dress, by TV on the Radio. And what was your other book, Martin?
The other book is by T. Corrigan Boyle. It's The Women, and it's a very intriguing, as his books usually are, multiple portrait of the women in Frank Lloyd Wright's life.
Is he as sort of deterministic as he used to be?
Yes.
Still is. All right, Martin, we're going to leave it there. And thanks to everybody for all your picks. Now I'll have more fun on vacation than I would have otherwise as I head off for the next 2 weeks. an old-fashioned stay in one cabin in the mountains the whole time kind of vacation, and eat, sleep, read, listen to music, and bike a lot kind of vacation. Tomorrow will be on tape with a mix of new material and best of tracks. And starting Monday, please be nice to the substitute hosts. Somebody writes on our webpage, Brian, you're going on vacation. You should do nothing, listen to nothing, read nothing, stare into space. And if you happen to be driving in the Adirondacks and see a guy with an orange helmet and a black road bike, give a honk. It might be me. Have a great couple of weeks. I'm Brian Lehrer. Nuala McGovern's recommendation, Weekend Wars by MGMT.